The name of God for September 26th is Jehovah Rapha. I apologize for the lateness of getting this out, but we have been on a trip and didn't get back till late Sunday night. Anyway, this name of God's used in Exodus 15:26. It translates the Lord who heals. Exodus 15:26, and he said, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. For I, the Lord, am your healer. Rapha means to restore, to heal, or to make healthful. It tells us that God is a great physician who heals all aspects of the needs of his people. The Exodus verse above relates an event in the life of the Israelites after they had been led through the Red Sea, had been in the wilderness for 3 days without water. The people grumbled at Moses, and the Lord showed Moses what to do to make the bitter waters of Marah drinkable. God then reminded the people that they had to depend upon him for all healing. We read of God healing such varieties of problems, such as spiritual in Psalms 41:4, emotional in Luke 4:18, and physical in many places, including Luke 9:2. We read of some other healings of God in Psalms 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 103:2-3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Deuteronomy 32:39, see now that I am he, and there is no God besides me. It is I who put to death and give life. I have wounded, and it is I who heal, and there is no one who can deliver from my hand. 2 Chronicles 7:14, and my people who are called by my name humble their selves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Job 5:18, for he inflicts pain and gives relief, he wounds, and his hands also heal. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore you to health, and I will heal you of your wounds, declares the Lord, because they have called you an outcast, saying, it is Zion, no one cares for her. Hosea 14:4, I will heal their apostasy, I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. There are also 59 examples of healing in the Gospels. We read of Jesus as a healer in some of these. Acts 9:34, Peter said to him, Ananias, Jesus Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. And immediately he arose. Matthew 10:1, and having summoned his 12 disciples, he gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Matthew 10:8, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. John 4:47, when he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and was requesting him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. We see that Jehovah Rapha heals all types of illnesses. Although all illness is a result of the sin of Adam, some illnesses are the result of sin in the life of the person who is ill, such as liver problems as a result of alcohol or other drug abuse. But certainly personal sin is not the cause of all illness. Some people are ill so that the glory of God can be displayed in their healing, such as John 9:1-3. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and as his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? Jesus answered, it was neither that this man sinned nor his parents, but it was in order that the works of God might be displayed in him. To some people it might seem cruel that God had this man blind from birth so that Jesus could heal him to bring glory to God. However, the time we have on earth only has meaning in how our life can bring glory to God. Read this man's reply to Jesus, and since he says that he believes and worships Jesus, we know that Jesus also healed his spirit. John 9:38, and he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshiped him. Although I know that the messenger from Satan that afflicted Paul was not a physical illness, you can read about this by choosing LT0605. The Thorn at the website for my letters from 2006. Paul was content to let that pain be in his life forever so that the power of Christ would remain in him. 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. We should all have this attitude of Paul in dealing with any pain or trials in our life. if my spine pain will continue throughout all my life and God can be glorified by his working in my life, even though I am not healed here, then I gladly accept that challenge and give glory to God for his care of me. His spiritual healing is all that I require, for otherwise I'd spend eternity in hell. I praise Jehovah Rapha for his healing in my life and in the lives of many people, including my family and friends. Our lives here are very short, and the only work that we do here that will have value in the life to come is what we do for the glory of God. We should all praise him for the spiritual healing we have received and be thankful to serve him in whatever capacity he allows. God bless you.